Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friends.
Oh, hello, Mexicans. It is so wonderful to be connected in this way, in this moment.
For us too.
Something that this human has been hearing in a number of different ways, with a number of different people on a number of different occasions, is people who would say that they are anxious, or they have anxiety, or they're suffering from anxiety. And I just would love if you would be willing to talk to us about this and to share your perspective so that anybody who may be having this as an experience, it may open up different perspectives or different possibilities for them.
Of course. And the first thing that we would say, in a spirit of meeting people where they are, is to acknowledge that this experience that they are having, or something that is described as anxiety, is a very real experience for a human. And most would describe it as unpleasant. And so we reach out to anyone who is in that situation of feeling those feelings of anxiety, and we flow them to you, whoever you are, wherever you are, as you hear these words, know that you are not alone. You are not alone in this experience that you're having. You are part of an infinite universe, and others are with you in this experience that you're having, whether as a fellow sufferer or as someone who is flowing love to you in the way that we are now. We, of course, in the unseen, would have a different perspective, and this is not something that we would experience. It is very much a human condition. Anxiety would stem from a belief, a story, a concern, a way of looking at something, perspective, in other words, and perhaps the human would place the responsibility or the cause of its anxiety out there somewhere. So this situation is causing the anxiety, or this person, or this made up future situation. There might be some concern or worry about an up and coming event or conversation to have, or whatever it might be. And the first perspective we offer is that these external events, these apparent others and these situations, are neutral. The experience of them, if you are experiencing anxiety, will not be neutral, but the situations are. And if that is a difficult concept, imagine a different perspective. Imagine a perspective from another person, or from another vantage point. And it is the human perspective that is bringing to that neutral event an experience of anxiety, unintentionally, most likely. But nonetheless, it is the human experience and thoughts and feelings around something that is the cause of the sensations that are described as anxiety. And this can set up a pattern within the human self, to the extent that perhaps the anxiety is not even linked to a particular event or person or situation. It could be that anxiety has become so much part of the human that they identify with it as who they are. I am an anxious person. And of course, with that story running, that will be the experience. That energy and that perspective is then brought to whatever moment is being experienced. And it can feel like a trap. It can feel like something that a human is not able to free itself from. And that, again, is a story that can be told by the human to itself. Not only is this anxiety mine, it is also something that I am stuck with. And this is a recipe for feeling powerless and trapped in an energetic state that the human would say is uncomfortable. And this may impact many choices. The human may find its feeling more limited and restricted in what it can say yes to because of this lens of anxiety or this identity story of anxiety that is so present. And yet we would say it is not who you are. And there is a perspective that would be one of being free from this energy and this story. And perhaps that is the first step towards that freedom, is to accept that this is a possibility. It may not feel within reach in this moment for a human who is experiencing anxiety, but it is nonetheless a possibility because there are those who are not having that experience. And they are humans that are having different challenges and different programs are running the show. And therefore, if it's a case of a different program, then it's a possibility to have the mind be programmed in a different way, to release the human from this state that is described as anxiety. And so just to accept and be open to the possibility that that could happen is the first step. It is releasing this perspective or this story of I'm stuck with this, this is who I am, and I can't seem to break free. So just to accept that there is a possibility that that could happen. The human self doesn't need to know how, but just that it is possible to bring about a change. And this starts to soften what seems like an insurmountable challenge for the human, to go from believing there is no way to free myself from this because it's who I am, to this is not who I am. This is an experience I'm having, and it's an experience that is driven by programs, and therefore there is a way to be free from it.
Wow, what you shared there is really beautiful, because as I was listening to you, what's occurring is that from conversations this human has had with others who describe anxiety, it feels like it's so intense emotionally, mentally, and physically that it really can feel that it's happening to the person, because of course they wouldn't choose for that to happen. And so I loved what you talked about in terms of like these patterns can become so well practiced that it doesn't even seem like there needs to be any stimulus. There's no obvious thing that seems to activate them because it's just, it can be a state of being.
Yes, it's so deeply ingrained in the human energy system that it goes unquestioned. And so when there's a questioning, there can be an opening up to possibilities. So to question any beliefs around the anxiety. So the anxiety is a real experience. It's physically, mentally, and emotionally happening within the human energy system. And so it's a real experience. The thing to question is it permanent? Is it fixed? Is it who you are? Or is it changeable? And we would say it's changeable. And so to be open to a different way of being in the world, one that is more peaceful, calm, more joyful, more free. And therefore, the human is not seeing itself as trapped and can call to itself a different experience. It may be that the human self doesn't know how to free itself from this experience that it's having. And that may well be the case, that may well be its perspective. And there could be a perspective that says it doesn't need to know because it can ask for assistance. There is a non-physical infinite self that is right there in the moment with the human self, sharing the experience, and it is ready and waiting for any requests that the human self might make for assistance. The inner being is happy to guide and lead the human self from where it is into a more peaceful and free energetic state.
I love that. When I listen to you, what's occurring is that when the human self is feeling more peaceful, that to question what it thinks it believes and to look to the inner being and ask for help could open up other possibilities. And I just wonder what you would say to somebody who was in the grip of the program and feeling the effects of the program physically and mentally and emotionally, if they're listening to this in this moment and they're having that experience of anxiety that feels so real.
Every human has access to a place of calmness that they have access to. And of course, they may feel that they don't have access to it when they are in a state of experiencing anxiety. And so the priority could well be to find ways to calm the human mind and emotions and soothe the body. Any anxiety will be affecting all three areas. And of course, there is no one solution that is the single answer for every human. Every human is unique in their energetic makeup and will have ways to find a place of peace within themselves. And it might be that there is a choice that they can make. Perhaps listening to these words, there's a possibility of just going inside, asking to be shown what would be available in this moment as a choice that would be an act of love for oneself. For some, it could be a walk in nature. For others, it could be relaxing in a bath. Whatever it is, find that experience that calms the emotions and changes the thought processes into more appreciation for this journey into form. The practice of appreciating is powerful as one is caught in what you might describe as a negative thought pattern, a worrisome thought pattern. To turn those thoughts into thoughts of appreciation and love. Think about the people in your world that you love and have shared your human journey with. Think about your own physical body. What can you appreciate about the miraculous biological machine that is so capable of doing so many things that the mind doesn't understand? Find something to appreciate. Focus on that. And know that there is a non-physical realm of which the inner being, the non-physical self, your true nature, is a part of. The non-physical realm is the creator of the physical experience. And so to look to the inner being is similar to a young child looking to a parent. There's greater wisdom there, there's greater knowledge and experience, and therefore that other perspective, that non-physical perspective, the real you, the non-physical you, is able to lead and guide and offer a perfect suggestion to the human self in that moment, whatever that suggestion might be. The state of anxiety is a habit, and perhaps not one that is chosen in the way that some habits are, but it nonetheless is an energetic pattern that can be changed, can be replaced with something that creates a different experience. And the first step is for the human to believe, rather than that it is at the mercy of this condition, this experience, believe that it can do something about it, not at the level of form, but at the level of energy, because the energy is what is creating the experience. The world of form is neutral and is experienced in billions of different ways, according to the energy and the stories that each person brings to the present moment. And it just so happens, if there's someone listening to this who is feeling in a state of anxiety, that is the energy that they are bringing to the present moment and to their experience of the world of form. And so to realize that this is what has been occurring innocently, perhaps without realizing it. That is our perspective. We would say that this is something that the human self has developed as a way of being, and to understand that there is nothing permanent about it and that there is a way. And we would not offer any specific way, because that is for the inner being to guide the human. Each is on their journey, and there is treasure in this situation. There is a gift, and the gift will be not just the releasing of the human from this state described as anxiety into something more joyful and free and enjoyable. There's also a gift of awareness. And in looking to the inner being, the human self is developing a new habit, a habit of looking to its non-physical self for guidance. And this is not something that we would say is just for those moments when the human self is in a position where it needs assistance and doesn't know what to do. We would say this is a practice for as many moments as possible, as many moments as the human self would remember to turn in that direction and look to that infinite self as a way of calling forth a completely different experience of being human in the physical world.
So firstly, I'd just really love to vouch for the impact that the practice of appreciation can have. And I guess my perspective would be that when this human self has been in a space where it's felt really uncomfortable, sometimes it's actually asking the inner being, show me what there is to appreciate here. And in my experience, something always comes. And that can be like a foothold. And then it may be, show me something else there is to appreciate. So I guess my perspective would be, don't try it for 3 seconds and say it didn't work. Ask to be shown. And I guess the other question that comes up from listening to you, Mexicans, is you talked about calling forth a different experience. And I guess for someone who is experiencing the energy of anxiety, that might be something like peace or calmness. And I just wonder what you would share around this. If someone is listening to this, thinking, yep, okay, I'm willing to question. I would love to call forth a different experience. I mean, the question that the mind always goes to is, how do I do that?
And of course, the human mind has a tendency to make it about something at the physical level, some kind of action, something to do, and makes itself responsible for whatever it is trying to create or call forth, or it might use the word achieve. And this is again, an opportunity for the human self to develop a new practice, a new habit of allowing something to occur rather than trying to make it happen. Because the human self is caught in the programs, and the programs are the cause of the anxiety. And therefore, the human self is not in a position to change it for itself. If it was, it would have done so already. However, it can allow a different experience to come by letting go. These programs, this anxiety, is something that is running within the human operating system, within the human energy system, and there's much about that that the human doesn't understand. And we would say, in looking to the inner being can guide the human out of its present state of anxiety into a truer sense of self, a truer sense of what it is. It's not this human character, it's having an experience of being this human character. And yet, it's an experience rather than an entity. This may be a stretch for some humans listening. Nonetheless, we share our perspective with an intention to be of service. And our perspective is that this journey into form is an adventure that the non-physical self is choosing to have. And much of it is a distortion to create the sense of contrast, being in a different dimension, one where things don't seem to make much sense from the perspective of within this upside down world. However, when you go looking beyond the physical, when you go looking to the energy, when you connect with your true self and you open up that communication with your non-physical self, it makes much more sense, and there's much more freedom from those programs available from the perspective of beyond the human mind. The human mind is a set of programs. The human character is programmed in a unique way. Every human is different and has different stories, different experiences, different stories it's believing, and different stories to tell about the world of form. And so the how is not a how for the human, what to do differently, It is a kind of what to do differently, but it's more of a letting go. It's letting go of the idea that this human character is who it really is. And that's how it has seemed. And it can begin to question, is there more to the story than this? And we would say there's much more to the story. And what the human has been believing about his experience of the world of form is part of what leads to experiences such as anxiety. It's a kind of prison that the human finds itself in, and it's not in that prison for ever. It can free itself, it can experience the freedom of a perspective beyond the human mind. And the inner being, its true self, its true nature, is that perspective of oneness, unconditional love, and non-judgment. And these energies, these perspectives that are your true self, can be experienced by the human. It's a choice. The human has free will. And it doesn't have to. But there is an incentive. And the incentive is to be free from experiences such as anxiety, which is all created from the stories in the mind and what the human is believing to be true. There's a truth beyond what the human self believes to be true. And that's the truth of what it actually is, an infinite and eternal being having a human experience. And this topic of conversation is a perfect practice ground for the human to question, am I this anxiety? Am I this human? Or is it an experience I'm having? And if it's an experience I'm having, can I change it? Can I have a different experience? And the answer from our perspective is most certainly, yes, you can.
And a word of encouragement is that this human has had conversations with people who would have described themselves as being anxious, having anxiety, that no longer do. That now feel free from that program and can see that it was a program and can see that it was innocently chosen, just not with conscious awareness. And it feels like with different people, the journey to that freedom has just been a different unfolding. For some, the awareness has just shifted. The energy for others, it's been a practice.
And of course, a human mind that is listening to this conversation might well say, well, what was it that they did to free themselves? And I can do the same. And it doesn't operate in that way because what works for one will be not effective in another because it is the journey of becoming that the non-physical self has chosen to have an experience of. So coming into form, being in this cut-off state in order to go on the journey of freeing itself and the journey of becoming. It's a journey of expanding your awareness and raising your vibration. And as you do so, you grow into the person that you always felt you had the potential to become. And yet, perhaps that's not yet unfolded. And we would say it can. We would encourage you to go on the inner journey. Humans have a tendency of looking to the outside world and believing that it's about success and wealth and possessions and so on. And that's not everybody's story, but it's some people's story. And those are used as measures of whether you have a good life or not. And we would say that's another part of the illusion, part of the upside downness of how things appear to be. And so to look within and go on that journey of getting to know yourself, getting to know your true self, your infinite self, that will bring a level of happiness and satisfaction beyond anything that the world of form can offer.
I love that. And actually, yes, well, each individual's journey at the level of form appeared different. When I was listening to you, what was occurring is, but the commonality in all of the journeys was they looked to the energy and they looked to the inner being.
And of course, there will be a how question that follows that. Well, how do I connect with the inner being? And that is a practice, and that is something that you can certainly assist others with. And just being open to the possibility and allowing the inner being to lead and guide will be enough, just to be willing to go on that journey, to look inside, rather than calibrating to the outside world and believing that that's all there is, to be open to the possibility that there is a non-physical realm, there is an energy journey that this human is experiencing, a journey of expanding its awareness. And those are things that the human self doesn't really know much about, which is why it asks these higher questions. And perhaps the request is, teach me, show me. Because it doesn't know what to do, and it thinks it's about getting into action. And it's the opposite. It's about non-action. It's about sitting quietly and inviting the inner being to make its presence known.
And something that you said to this human self really early on in the journey, which was so helpful, is even if the human self cannot perceive or be aware of the inner being in that moment, the inner being is always aware and is always listening to the human self.
Yes. Yes, that would be our perspective. And therefore, to have that as a story that runs in the mind, to replace some of those programs in the mind that create an experience of being stuck or cut off or alone, whatever the experience might be described as. Anxiety would be included in there. Just to be willing to accept that the inner being is there in that moment with the human. It's not alone. And it is definitely not just listening, it's experiencing the moment with the human self, because it is its own physical expression. It's an expression of the infinite self. And therefore, for the human self, just because it's not perceiving anything, doesn't mean it's not actually there.
Thank you. Mexicans, I'm wondering, could we flow love to anyone who may be listening, who may be having this experience of anxiety? You've spoken about love transcends space and time, and so it's entirely possible for us to flow love, and for the person listening to this to receive that at the point they listen to it.
Yes. Yes, we flow love now to anyone listening to this conversation who may be feeling anything that is not a sense of oneness and love and peace. We flow love to you. Beyond space and time. We are with you. We and you are one with all that is. And this unconditional love is available whenever you need it. Breathe deeply and slowly. And feel that sense of oneness. It's there. It's real. And you can experience it.
I love you and thank you.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.